Jesus says in John's Gospel chapter 5 and verse 24, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." In this short verse, the Lord Jesus gives two conditions and three facts, which guarantees any person who appropriates this truth to their lives the absolute certainty of a home in heaven. He says that the person who hears and believes has eternal life and shall not come into condemnation. But God doesn't stop there. Jesus goes on to say that the person is passed from death unto life, not might or shall pass from death unto life, but has passed from death unto life. Death for the Christian is not something that is before him, but something that is already behind him. For the Christian, death is not something in the future, but something in the past, and you can't face something that's behind you. What a wonderful message of comfort and assurance this brings to the Christian. Do you have this assurance? If you have never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, you can do it right now. Simply pray, "Heavenly Father, I confess that I am a sinner and worthy of death, but I thank you that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on my place on the cross at Calvary. I thank you that he has risen from the dead and has defeated the powers of sin and death and hell. I ask your forgiveness of all of my sins, and I accept Jesus Christ alone as my Savior and Lord. In Jesus' name, amen." If you've prayed that prayer in faith, then the Bible says that you are now a child of God. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.